And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia says it has brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo. Recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels has left nearly 300 people dead. At least 30 of those died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. Stefan Dujarric, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spokesperson, said Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The United Nations, along with humanitarian partners on the ground, are assessing the needs and mobilizing a response for the families who fled the camp out of fear of further attacks. The Secretary General reiterates his call on the Security Council to send a strong message to all warring parties that there will be serious consequences for grave violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. A U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. The website 38 North said Friday satellite images show vehicle movement in a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. Kenyan government says it have plans to close two main refugee camps, a move that could impact 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless and said it would put thousands of innocent people at risk. Kenya's government agrees there is a risk and says it's forced to act because of a security challenge imposed by Somalia's Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Sadiq Khan of the Labour Party will be London's first Muslim mayor. He spoke late Friday just after it was announced that he had won the election.
I have a burning ambition for London, an ambition that will guide me every day as mayor of our great city. I want every single Londoner to get the opportunities that our city gave to me and my family. The opportunities not just to survive, but to thrive.
The 45-year-old Khan is the son of Pakistani immigrants. British Muslims say they see his election as a symbol of how they have gone from being outsiders in Britain to being part of the ruling elite, and all 3 million Muslims live in Britain. A Turkish court sentenced two prominent journalists to 5 years in prison Friday. Can Dündar is editor-in-chief of a leading opposition newspaper, Cumhuriyet. He was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months at a closed-door trial in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, received 5 years behind bars. Both found guilty of revealing state secrets, but were acquitted of several other charges, including trying to topple the government. The case stems from the pair's reporting on alleged government arms smuggling to Syria. Firefighters are still battling massive wildfires that forced mass evacuations of some 80,000 people earlier this week in Alberta, Canada. The provincial government there, which declared a state of emergency, said Friday the size of the fire had grown to more than 101,000 hectares. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Royal Canadian Air Force will be helping out.
The RCAF is ready to provide support to the province of Alberta in the provision of air assets to assist with evacuation efforts, deliver essential aid to affected regions, and transport firefighting personnel and equipment to these regions.
So far, investigators have not figured out what sparked the wildfires that erupted on Sunday. Officials say the fire started in a remote forested area and could have been ignited by lightning. Unseasonably hot temperatures combined with dry conditions have transformed the forest in much of Alberta into a tinder box. Stock markets finished a choppy week before trading ended on Friday, making it the worst week for the indices since they were struggling earlier in the year. The Nasdaq, dragged down by Apple moving lower from multiple sessions, was nearing correction territory, although three indices all recovered toward the close of trading.
That's the latest world news from VOA.